731 WZEZ Silver Convention, Fly Robin Fly, and before that, the theme song to L.A. Law. Good morning. Welcome aboard to Mark in the Morning. I'm Mark Neiman. Good to have you with us. Tony Bennett, John Denver, Frank Sinatra on the way. But right now, what about a makeover? Not for us. For the refrigerator. And we're not talking about changing the magnets. We're talking about the inside. With us on the line right now is the skinny chef, Jennifer Easterlo. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, now I wanted to ask you, now one thing I've always thought about, never trust a bald barber, you never trust a fat nutritionist, and you ought not ever trust a skinny chef. But see, you're flying completely in the face of that.
No, in this day and age, I think you should always trust a skinny chef.
Uh-huh.
Because she eats well and she's healthy.
Yeah, well, I mean, it makes perfect sense. All right, now for the summer, for things that we want to do, to make sure that we've got the right foods on hand, not just for us, but for the kids and the grandkids. Where do you start first in that refrigerator makeover?
When I visit friends and they do ask me to do the makeover, and some people don't want to invite me in because they're afraid that I'm going to take a peek in their fridge, but I always, you know, just make a quick list of what's in there. Just, you know, take a fast inventory, get your a little notepad out and write down, and then see where you can make it healthier, make healthy swaps. And the four areas are usually dairy, meat, vegetables, and fruit. Now, with dairy, you want to just look at your dairy products, and whenever you can go reduced fat, go ahead and do that, and you're going to save, you know, a lot of calories, a lot of fat. Meat, you're looking for low-fat proteins. That includes chicken, fish, turkey. Vegetables, you want to put plenty of fresh vegetables in your fridge, so you always have something to snack on or cook with. And then fruit. I always have fruit on hand. I mean, really, you're looking at four servings of fruit a day. I mean, that's what they tell folks. So also, you want to make sure you have juices. So that's a great snack to have. You're getting a serving of fruit, and you can cook with juices.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what did they ask you, say especially if you have the kids or the grandkids around during the summer, for fruit, in the summer, should you stay with the same old, you know, tried and true, or should you try to get a little bit more exotic since there's more of a choice out there?
Well, there's so many fruits to choose from, delicious things. I make salsas. That's the easy way to get fruit, you know, to the kids. And you put out a bag of whole grain tortilla chips, and they can dip in. But another great tip is to give them fresh juices that are not from concentrate, that don't have preservatives. And one of the products I love is Simply Orange. And I also cook with those. So it's easy to make marinades. I make desserts with them. I make glazes for the grill. And it's a great way to get a serving of fruit, without having to, you know, sit down and peel the fruit or take time to really, whip something up.
Yeah. 734 WZEZ, the skinny chef, Jennifer Easterlo, on the line with us. You know her from the Today Show, CBS, MSNBC, so many other great places. Also, a lot of columns out there as well. Okay, so we make the inventory. What's our second choice, or our second step? Do we have to make some hard choices about maybe old habits that we have?
The easiest way to break a bad food habit is to recognize, I call it the repeat offender. What is the repeat offender? What is the thing that you're eating every day that is unhealthy? And then swap it out for something that's healthier. But don't deprive yourself, because that's when, and I know I do it too, if I don't, you know, have my healthy snacks, I'm really tempted to go out. And, you know, if I don't have time, I'm going to go and get that slice of pizza. So that's the number one thing. The second thing is, you know, just go ahead and think about cooking. I know, you know, for some folks, it's challenging. Cooking seems difficult, but start with something super simple. Do a chicken dish that you can bake. Throw something on the grill. Grilling season is upon us. Start simple and light, and use those fresh ingredients that are stocked in your fridge.
And wanted to ask you also, say, in terms of cooking just for one, which I think is incredibly difficult to do, what kind of tips do you have for us for a single person's refrigerator makeover?
I actually help a lot of single people get into cooking, and some of the ideas are just to steam your veggies ahead. Once you've steamed them, let them cool, put them in Ziploc bags, keep them in your fridge. So if you want to throw together a quick dish or a stir fry, another super tip is to cook ahead some short grain brown rice. Let it cool. You can eat it throughout the week. Pop it in the microwave. Because whole grains are so, they have so much fiber in them, they reheat better than the white version. So I know sometimes you get the takeout Chinese and the white rice gets mushy if you want to reheat it, but that doesn't happen with whole grain brown rice.
Jennifer Easterlo, the skinny chef, with us at WZEZ, Mark in the Morning, 736. And also, of course, with all the heat and humidity and the record temperatures and all that kind of good stuff, whenever we go to the refrigerator, so many times we're looking for something cool. What do you have for us, say, in terms of desserts or tasty treats?
I make popsicles for myself. That's a great way to get extra servings of fruit and vegetable, believe it or not. I've even made popsicles where I blend up spinach and I'll put in some blueberries, and that's a great way to use your juice. And it's an inexpensive way to have a treat. Instead of buying those popsicles, you'll save on money.
Wait a minute. You stunned me there. Did you say spinach?
Well, I'm always looking for more ways to get vegetables into people's bodies and into my own. So I have made desserts with vegetables, and they work out great.
Jennifer, I'll take your word for that. And
I have an avocado chocolate milkshake that people love.
Oh,
so.
Now see, that sounds great. It's that whole spinach sickle that's throwing me off.
Baby spinach is very mild, and throw it in the blender. It goes great with blueberry. It's a great match.
Outstanding. 7:37. She is a skinny chef, Jennifer Easterlo. Jennifer, folks that have questions or want to find out more about refrigerator makeovers, how can they get that information?
They can visit my site at skinnychef.com, but if they want to see the products that I really love, they can visit simplyorange.com.
Okay, and that is Skinny Chef or theskinnychef.com?
It's just Skinny Chef.
Skinnychef.com. Jennifer Easterlo, thank you so much, and have a healthy and cool summer.
Thank you, Mark. It was a pleasure.
Jennifer Easterlo at WZEZ 738 with the 4 Tom.